Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, March the 7th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are continuing our discussion around voter mobilization and registration. Ahead of general elections, with a High Court judge in Harare today refusing to force the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to release the electronic voters' roll, saying that would pose a security threat to the register. The electoral body had been taken to court by Alan Markham, an opposition Citizens Coalition for Change member of parliament for Harare North, seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the electronic voters' roll. But High Court Judge Justice Neva Katio refused to oblige, ruling that, quote, in this age of social media, the voters' roll can be tampered with, especially the electronic version. Markham's lawyer, Danford Halimani, spoke with our reporter, Frank Chikore, after the ruling.
From the same diary, we must address it.
Saka yati anzwa nyayendo vya pa mutongo wayo ipapo ipapo. Ishita ora hiyo kuti zeki ya inawika kuziriku kwa mtemo kuramba kukulisa voters roll. Koti yati hiyo nekuta kukuti pane ma security concerns. Zeki ine kodzere kuti ya tore nguwa kuti gadzire voters roll raka ziviriru. Kuti ya kukulisa ipindiru kwa nevamu wana nungu da kupindira wachikanganisa voters roll.
Saka tingati sisi mata mkati amuchachora saka charisa kuti sarzu dava pajiko kuta zrobu kwa hapa mnana chikunguru kana mnanya mapoko kore reno
isu sema kweta tino tora mindstructions kwa ku ma client saka chato taura ni client chato kuponera izu sisi bapano to taura na etonzi kwa kuti ye anu funge inashu then to ita take it up from there. Isu edu sema gweta tine ma opinions edu. Atuiri ya nine outcome. Ne decision ye court. But isusu atisisi wari zvenyaya. Tiri ma lawyers anomiri ya wari zvenyaya. So isusu tozo ekta. Ne shunenge shuda ma clients edu.
Lawyer Danford Halimani for Harare North, a CCC member of parliament, Alan Markham. Elsewhere, youths from the two main political parties, the ZANU-PF and CCC, are at the forefront of mobilizing voters ahead of the polls. They are pushing last-minute voter registrants after the announcement by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that it will launch a voter registration blitz from March 12 through 21. Lee Chonanjani Sapho lweZimbabwe siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe-The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eyenziwa ngabatsha bamabandla ezombusazwe eyokukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzayo. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi izasungula uhlelo lokuphuma ijumo isiya ezabelweni ukuyabhalisa labo abalokhu bengakabhalisi abafuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Lolu hlelo luzaqala mhlaka 12 kulinyanga luye phela mhlaka 21. Kolunye udaba, inkantolo ye-High Court yalile namuhla ukubamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ivezele uZulu ugwalo lwabavoti olwe-voters roll olutholakala ebulenjini olwaziwa ngokuthi electronic version. Udaba lolu belukhwezwe ngumeli weHarare North edalele parliamente olilunga le-CCC, umnumzana Alan Markham. kodwa umahluli ulahlelo ludaba esithi iZek ingaluveza lolugwalo lulakho ukubanjwa ngendlela engayisiyo izigilamkhuba. Kwaziwa iValtereri beStudio 7 na nasimuchirongwache Live Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano ari kuitwa nevechidiki vemapato anosanganisira ZANU PF neCCC ekukuruzira veruzhinji kuti vavhote neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzinouya. Vechidiki ava vari kumhanya mhanya nyika yese vachitsvagira mapato avo rutsigiro apo Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yazivisawo kuti ichatanga chirongwa chekutumira vashandi vayo kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kunonyoresa vanhu vasati vanyoresa pasi pechirongwa chevoter registration blitz icho chichatanga musi wa12 mwedzi uno chichipera musi wa21 mwedzi uno zvakare. Mune imwewo nyaya, dare reHigh Court nhasi rarasa chikumbiro chemumiriri weHarare North mudare reparamende uye vari nhengo yeCCC vaAlan Makam chekuti ZEC iburitse electronic voters roll. Mutongi wedare ati voters roll iyi ikaburitswa inogona kubatwa nenzira isina kukodzera nevamwe, izvo zvinozokanganisa kuvimbika kwayo. And now to talk about voter mobilization by youth from political parties, we are joined by opposition CCC youth spokesperson Stephen Sarkozy Chuma and ZANU PF youth secretary for information communication and technology Mr. Munashe Mututsa. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start with Mr. Sarkozy. Mr. Sarkozy, we saw, as said already, we saw your Member of Parliament for Harare North, Mr. Makam, losing a case in the High Court today, in which he was seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the voters' roll, the electronic voters' roll. What's your take on that ruling?
Thank you, Nicholas Magabini Atirian. What the High Court has done today, yes, we respect the court, but it has been clear since the text of state power through the Leader Coup in 2018 that not only the executive power has been usurped by the military, but we've also seen the usurping of powers in the other two arms of government, that is the judiciary and the parliament. This has not been new. We are seeing the breaching of the constitution really by Emmerson Mnangagwa led military regime. We have seen what they did, the conscience that was written by the people in 2017. We have seen that the Chief Justice, which is the beginning, the alpha of our program, of our problems, where even beyond the government, the Chief Justice Malala was retained. And this is the result that we are now seeing. Malala was retained so that he can serve the interest of Mnangagwa. We know that is ZEC by law, at law, it's supposed to be transparent. There's nothing wrong when people say, how can we see those that are supposed to vote for the public office of this country? So we don't know the logic behind the judge's ruling, but we respect the court. But that does not mean to say we must respect that those courts are now not independent. We know that some case has flagged its muscles to capture the court. This is a clear indication from what you're saying to say Malala is there as the chief justice to serve at the whims of Emmerson Mnangagwa. And we know that all those judges and magistrates, they don't they don't make rulings on their own. The rulings they come from the world, it has been very clear. So what is happening even to our neighbors, Honorable Job Scala from the weather, where a simple case that he could have been done is there up to now is in prison. So this is not something new. We know that the judiciary operates at the rules of Zambia.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. And now coming to you, Mr. Mututsa, Munashe Mututsa is the ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information, Communication and Technology. Mr. Mututsa, the High Court refused today to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to release the electronic voters' roll. Clearly, the release of the voters' roll should be in the interest of everyone, including ZANU-PF. Not so, Mr. Mututsa.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I agree with you that it is in the best interest of each and every of the voters provided for by our country's laws, electoral laws, that guarantee that every player, every citizen in Zimbabwe, particularly, has every right to have access to a voter's roll, especially now that we are in an election year. The only difference is that people are forgetting. They are reading the outcome of the judgment, forgetting the other parts and the reason of that the judge Katia raised around the application to release the voters' roll. The judge raised security concerns, saying that that is mandated to safeguard the voters' roll, especially the electronic one, because it can be tampered with. We know this because it has always been the case. In any case, the Electoral Act says that the ZEC is mandated to release an electronic copy or a physical hard copy. And in that regard, we know that with the judge, when he was raising issues, he said that especially the electronic one is a problem because we have seen evidence that people can tamper with the voter's roll. The biggest problem we are having is that the voter's roll contains people's information, it contains people's photos, it contains their phone numbers, their addresses. And we cannot trust, I think, in the instances of what is happening. I think in the views of himself and maybe Zach, who has been defending this position, they cannot trust the people's information, which is private, by the way, just being put out there, and then it can be abused. And with groups like Fatshebi, doing all sorts of things, whatever it is that is released by that. And we know that everyone has every right to do what Pachedu is doing. But this, what our biggest problem in Zimbabwe is that no one knows who Pachedu is. It's a shadowy group that is located, in my view, America. It is sponsored from America, and their agenda is not an agenda that is pro-Zimbabwe. To an extent that in itself has to protect the integrity of that same voter's roll by making sure that people's private information is not tampered with and it is not used for other criminal or ulterior motives. So, not speaking on behalf of ZEC, but speaking as a ZANU-PF, I think I understand where Judge Katia was coming from in his dismissal of the CCC application in getting the voter's roll. But we also know that in reality, the CCC as a political entity, they are really not much interested in voters' roles. It is a shame that they have limited anything around the voters' roles. So for this publicity stance that they have just come up with, we know that they have been under pressure from their social media influencers who have been making noise about this. But in reality, CCC knows, and they know within themselves that they are really not interested in the voters' roles, only because they just want to make headlines and make noise about what is occurring in our country.
Kodwa mnumzana Mututsa ngubamba umlomo khona apho la uyavuma ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sithi wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokuthola i-voters roll. Kodwa nxa inkantolo isivala lelo lungelo ngoba ithi kungaba lama security concerns, clearly ngeke kube into elungileyo leyo ngoba ungani sokuyikwephula isisekelo sombuso futhi
ukhuluma isingeni izawuphendula ngesingeleni into ekhona lapha ukuthi umuntu ngomu MP we CCC uhambe ecourt esiyacela ukuthi ivoters roll liphume banyiwe ujudge Katiyo wanika izizathu zakhe ezokuthi engabandisizi engabaningi izizathu azinikileyo izizathu ze-security eyokuthi i-voters roll iyanqobi zabantu iyenamba zesithupha zabantu iyimfihlakalo zabantu abayesaba ukuthi bengayifaka iyi-soft copy ebantwini ingasetshenziswa ukwenza izinto ezingalunganga lokhu yimbono ekajudge Katiyo o-MP we-CCC ohambe enkantolo esiyacela ucelileyo ulilungelo njalo lokuhamba phezulu ukajudge Katiyo in a form of EV application or an appeal ehamba e-constitutional court with the Supreme Court i-court ayisinye ukugcina i-NDA ukhulumile imbono yakhe ujudge yikho phela labo ngenxa yokuthi siselizweni lomthetho elingahleli i-social media bayakwazi labo amaloya angikhona ukuthi sokunje ujudge angunika i-judgment ongayizwisisiyo kule zinto eleluzinto izinto ezihlanganisela uku-aphila izinto ezihlanganisela uyaakhot esupria court ukwenzela ukuthi bekancedise ngalokho ofuna ukuncediswa ngakho abalaliswanga kwenza lokho ujudge azange kubhane lokho.
Siyabonga qhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni Mututsa ndizoke kwamuri va Chuma nofunga manzwa va Mututsa va xitauranzi se triple c mune kozero yekukwidza nyaya yekudare ri uko ri kumusoro kwe high court muchipingisa mutongo wa nhasi ndofunga muchada kupindura ipapo enzeni motitaura zvekare motaura vechidiki kunzeo kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanonyoresa kana kuchivhura voter registration please ichatanga pa kupera pesvondo apa
maita basa chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kaitasa nyaya mutongo wanga uchitaurwa uyu kuti kuwanikwa kwevoters roll kumazimbabwe zvinova zvara zvezimbabwe izvo zvanovhota hanzi national threat national security national threat to security asi toziva chose kuti kana vanhu 6 million avatida kunovhota vachida kuti vanzivisire kuti mazita avo arimo here hama dzavo dzirimo here chinhu chingatova national security threat ipapo ndiyo zeki nokuti kuramba kwezeki ichiramba ichiviga zvinhu zvine national interest izvozvo ndo zvinokonzera kuti pave netreat national security saka titoti zeki pairi papapa kana ichinyaya chinyaya dzaaccountability aita nyaya dzetransparency iyo zeki ezeincident is now a security threat kunyika yezimbabwe saka tinokurudzira kuti dai vezeki ndovanga vanzivisa kuti nyaya yemaelections haisi nyaya yemunhu one nyaya yemaelections haisi nyaya yemapato nyaya yemaelections inyaya yezvaro zvezimbabwe zvine national interest kuti vazive kuti kana vachinovhota mazita avo arimo here hama takashata kuti vanga vachida kuona gwaro iroro rekuti mazita avo arimo here then toenda panyaya yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuchallenja vanhu vetripc kumacourt toziziva kuti kubva 2008 2013 tanga patingori nemaichise kuti zek haisi kukwanisa kuburisa pachena nyaya dzevoters roll mapolitical parties anga aripo kubva vana NDC nao zinetripc vachingoenda kumacourt zek ichiramba kuburisa nyaya yevoters roll so zviri pachena kuti zek is no longer suitable to hold my elections ari credible munyika muno zek is operating under the whims yekabau irikuicontrola nekuti dei angaiseva zvido zvevanhu hationa tekashata kuti vanhu vazive kuti masava arimo here vanhu vazive kuti vanhu vanokovhota vangani
vachuma ndichadzoka ipapo panyaya yakakosha regai timbotora mafemo thank you gentlemen and please do stay with us as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories. that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about voter mobilization and registration ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Ndizoke kwa muri vachuma mangama kuda kutsanangura vechidiki kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanyorese kuvota uye kuvota musarudzo dzacho. Enderai nyumberi.
Nyaya yatiri kutaura ndeyekuti vechidiki wose ndimi makawanda, hatisi takawanda muZimbabwe katarisa mamiriro akaita population yedu. Zvino hatigoni kuregza kunosarudza vatungamiriri vachadetemaina kuti ndiani otarisa nyaya dzekuti vechidiki wave mabasa. Vatungamiriri vachadetemaina kuti ndiani otarisa kuti maminerals edu awane kubhenefita vana venyika yeZimbabwe, vote machinese chete. Saka mukana wakapiwa ndiwouyu mukana wekupedzisira, sezvamunoziva tanga tine chirongwa cheRIP inonzi Register, Elect and Protect. Iyo zvataifamba nyika yose tikurudzira vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Challenge yanga iripo ndeyekuti kumadistricts ose muZimbabwe zvavo dzeti dzinongova paprovinsi vaigonangowana vano rutupo anenge akavhura. Zvino chirongwa ichi chauya kwamuri kumaruwa, kumataundi, kumafarms, kumamaindi. Ngatitorei mukana uno, this is a last boarding call kune vedu vechidiki. Ndiwo mukana wekuti munosarudza vatungamiriri chaivo chaivo, vatungamiriri vasingaregi nyaya dzecorruption, vatungamiriri vasingasungi vaindi nekuti vataura nyaya dzekuti zvinhu zvafambira zvakanaka munyika. Inguva yedu yechidiki, let's take this opportunity and make sure that we register to vote and make sure that we mobilize all of our relatives and friends to make sure that they register in their numbers. Nekuti vote yenyu imimi ndo pane power yenyu. Let's register to vote.
Ngibuye kuwe Mnumzana Mututsa. Uhlelo lwe-voter registration blitz luyaqala njalo mhla ka-12 luyephela mhla ka-21. Kwabanye abasakhulayo abalokhe bengakabhalisi, ungathi kungani bemele bayebhalisa? Kuqakatheke ngani?
Alright, nyabonga. Ukubhalisa kuqakatheke kakhulu ekuthini abantu bekhethe abakhokheli ababafunayo. Into eyisokoqela and into okumele siyinanzelele kweleZimbabwe nakukhangele ama-figures esathole from last year. By May 2022, abekutshela ukuthi the majority yabantu abarejistile ukuvota so far ngabantu abangabantu esingathi ngabasakhulayo. Kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi nakunjalo lathi as abasakhulayo sikhuthaze abanye ukuthi balekise ukuvota. Kuyasincedisa kakhulu ukwenzela ukuthi sibe part and parcel of the decision making ezayenza ukuthi abantu bakhethe amakhansila abafunayo, abantu bakhethe ama-MP abafunayo, abantu bakhethe upresident abamfunayo. So thina siyakhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi leli thuba elikhona with the blitz that have come izaqalisa mhlaka-21 akube yiblitz ezabona abantwana, ezabona abasakhulayo abaningi behamba eVet besiyabhalisa ukuvota. Thanda njalo ukubonga iVet isiye yavulaukuivule leli thuba ekuthi abantu besuke ngoba okwakhathesi abantu bekuthi yabhalise endaweni ezithwane ngokuiveki bengakayenzi e-decentralized blitz. But iblitz le siyabonga ukuthi sikhona. Siyasiza njalo ukuthi laba lama-first time voters amaningi. Thina njengebandla of course thina izinto esizenzayo asireact to a year. We have always had a program eyezane PF in 2018, our messages, young people or the youth in Zanipis, even Nibuti, young people should register to vote and be part and parcel of the decision making in the country. So, Tina, yeah, it's a good corner, but it's very similar program, our own goal that is Yahinda as a political party. The only difference is that we do not exist on social media, or we do not exist to gather funds on social media. about our programs as I embark. There is still into the suit killing, giving a banja, in a bunch of feeling, evangel. So it looks clear we are happy, is a nigga, it's Cuba.
Siyabonga mthusa mthusa kube kubambile khona apho nthatha umlaleli hallo mterere mlaleli siyakwamukela kuhlelo tinokugamshira hi
sanibonani sambingelela ehlelweni
yeli njani baba
siyaphila njani
hayi siyaphila sikhuluma lobani
ukhuluma no Godfrey Ndimande
Yebo Ndimande, izwili ndaba, sokulungiselela ukhetho lapho uzavota yi.
Ayi, angizimiselanga ngempela ukuvota, nginezizathu ezimbalwa njengakutshela zona.
Indaba Ndimande, akuzitsha.
Isizathu sokuqala nje ukuthi kade kwasangivota.
Hmm.
Kodwa ke ivoti lami alisebenzi bengaze ngadiscover ukuthi eZimbabwe ivoti alisebenzi kusekwenzelwa nje ukuthi kupheleliswe nje ukuthi abantu bavotile kodwa ke ivoti I can say ukuthi it's useless as in like it amalungelo abantu awahlonishwa noma ungavota kwenzakaleni ivoti lakho nje alisebenzi fana nje nomuntu ongavotanga
hey madoda indaba enkulu leyo Ndimande siyabonga ongena kuhlelo kahle sizo sopolitiki ukuthi bathini ngoba ivoti lakho liqhakathekile njengoba uStar osoze uvote kahle sizo bona bezombusaza ukuthi bathini vachuma pachidimbu manje wamterera ari kutaura panzi Inini andi voti nekuti we've been voting for a long time asisha ndokuhapana pachidimbo tipe mindro yenyu papo
mukoma mutaura moyo vane Zimbabwe mutaura moyo voti inoshanda nekuti voti dzakaona ichishanda mugore 1980 kunyange Smith anga akasunga zvimusei asi vane Zimbabwe vakabuda vakavhota ikavona Zimbabwe itsva Then 2008, kunyange mugabanga kamoyo takazviona voti yakashanda. Gore rino zvakare kunozova kuti voti ichashanda ngatirimei pakuru tikarima pakuru zvongova makudetsera akaba sei asi tinokohwa cheke gore rinoi gore reshanduko tinokurudzira munhu wese kuti voti inoshanda
thank you there vachuma mnumzana mutusa umzwilu umlaleli lapho uthi yena kudala evota kodwa kula lutho olutshintshayo ungathanda ukuthini kuye namafitshane
namafitshane ngithanda ukuthi ngithi umlaleli leyi kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuza umuntu efisha amazwi anjalo kuthanda ukukhuthaza abalaleli ukuthi hhayi lingabandeleli bachana begezelanini akuvote abantu ingabona ingophuko isenzakala I think iproblem elomuntu ebelomlaleli yikuthi maybe umlaleli uhlala edorobheni uhlala nedibuharare kubobulawayo kubogweru lapha abona khona ama-day-to-day issues akhe esehluleka ukusovwa namakhansila ayabe avotele amakhansila ayecc
siyabonga mututsa sorry isikhathi sisambile mututsa but I would like to thank our guest ubaba Steven Sakhozi Chuma Uyuta, spokesperson webandla le CCC and also thanks to Munashe Mututsa, ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information and Technology. We are out of time, Zimbabwe, and I also would like to say thank you so very much to our viewers at home and listeners. And that brings us to the end of our show. Let's make another date tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.